Shalom to all! Today we're learning Mishnah to my Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Shalom Shalom Zalman Zagos and Marcia Tavachol Yitzchalotzeim. They should be benched with Asachat Slach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnos, Beshafa, and Cult of Sela. So yesterday we had learned that produce north of Kiziv isn't subject to Demai because it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. This Mishnah tells us, Ve'ilad Varmasas and Demai Bechol Mokim, these things they have to have Meister taken off of them as if they're Demai in any place, even though you're buying them north of Kiziv, even though you're buying them outside of Eretz Yisrael. Hadvela, pressed fig cakes, Vatamarim, and dates, Vacharuvim, Carib, Ha'iris, Rice, Vacamon, and Cumin. Why is that? Since these are of high quality, even though they were purchased outside the usual borders for Demai, they most definitely came from within Eretz Yisrael proper, and therefore are subject to Demai. However, continues the Mishnah, Ha'iris Shebechutz La'aretz, if you buy rice that came from Chutz La'aretz, Kol Mishtami Shemenu Pater, anyone that's going to use it is Pater, meaning it's not subject to Demai. Rice grown out of Eretz Yisrael is recognizable, and even if it's purchased in Eretz Yisrael, one doesn't need to treat it as Demai. However, any of these other types we mentioned, if they're purchased from an Ham Aretz in Eretz Yisrael, even though they were imported from Chutz La'aretz, they still have to be treated as Demai, because people will get confused with Eretz Yisrael varieties that are similar. Only rice doesn't have this issue. And now moving on to Mishnah Beis, we've been speaking about Amaratzim the whole time. Let's say a person decides he doesn't want to be an Amma Aretz anymore. He doesn't want to be considered Amma Aretz. He doesn't want people to suspect him of not taking off proper maestros. How is it that he can take himself out of that status? How can he move into the status of not being an Amma Aretz? This Mishnah tells us that it's not so simple. He can't just decide on his own. He has to make a Kabbalah. He has to accept upon himself in front of three people, in front of a Bezdin, that he is not going to be an Amma Aretz anymore. How does he do that? Says the Mishnah, Hamakabal of Lias Neman, if a person accepts upon himself to be trustworthy, he's accepting upon himself, I'm going to be trustworthy when it comes to Maestres. What does he have to accept upon himself to do? Maestres Shu Eichel, he has to accept upon himself to take off Maestres of that which he is going to eat, Ves Shu Meicher, and that which he's going to sell, his own produce that he's going to sell, he has to accept upon himself that he's going to Maestres that, Ves Shu Loikech, and that which he buys in order to sell, and Ve'ena Misarech Itzal Am Aretz, he's not going to be a guest by an Am Aretz. That's because that Am Aretz is not trustworthy with his Maestres, so he can't go to an Am Aretz's house. Even though this fellow is his friend, he can't go to his house and eat his food because he's going to be eating non-meistered food. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afa misarech etzal ma'aretz neman." Even a person who goes to eat by an ma'aretz, he still could be trusted regarding his own stuff, regarding his own food that he's going to meister it properly, and that which he's selling that he's going to meister it properly. Eating by an ma'aretz is not indicative that he's not going to be careful with his own stuff. Amru Lo, the Chum told Rabbi Yehuda, "Al atma ene neman." If he can't be trusted regarding himself, meaning he's going to an ma'aretz's house and he's most probably going to be eating something that didn't have proper meisters taken off, ketzad yei neman al shalchem. How could he be believed regarding others? The Chama responds to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say that inside his house he's trusted, but outside his house he's not trusted. He's either trusted or not trusted. Therefore, if he's going to eat by an Amma Aretz, we can't trust him regarding his own produce, and he wouldn't have the status of not being an Amma Aretz. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel talking about a Chaver, which is the next level above not being an Amma Aretz, and with Mishnah Dalet. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.